The Will and Woody Podcast Mini.
Right now, 13 106 5. Did they name the kid without thinking of how it sounds with the surname?
Yeah.
If you've got an example, 13 106 5 is our number. The new candidate to become US president is called Chris Christie. How does that happen? How does someone in the room not go, oh, hang on, he's repeating Chris there? Maybe think of John or Brad.
Maybe they like that. Brad. Maybe they liked Brad. That.
Maybe. I don't. Let's go to Dave here on 13 106 5. Dave, what unfortunate name do you know of?
Well, I went to school with a girl and her name was Teresa and her surname was Green. Teresa Green.
Oh, the trees are green.
Oh, sorry, it's dropped for me as well. Where have you been slow today?
I was looking for something rude. That's just a nice saying. Teresa Green.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
We'll try and catch up with these.
Sorry, guys.
Let's go to Tracy.
Gee whiz. Maybe this is the wrong phone topic for today.
Tracy, this was your friend. What was her name?
Hi, Tracy.
Her name was Robin Money.
Robin Money.
Not bad.
Great name for a criminal.
Pretty good.
I mean, if she goes into a life of crime.
Was she in a life of crime, Trace?
No, she wasn't.
What did she do?
She was a nurse.
She's a nurse. Yeah. There you go.
Missed opportunity. I feel like in that situation, you owe it to what you're called.
Yeah.
You know, like, great power comes great responsibility, sort of Spider-Man style. Yeah. Like, if your name's Robin Money, if you're not robbing banks, you're doing life wrong.
You owe it to newspapers and media to give him that one because that's the easiest headline in the world.
You owe it to
Robin Money.
You owe it to BuzzFeed.
Oh, it's the best.
And then shitty newspapers.
You'd almost say to the police, don't catch her because every time she does it, it's the best. It's Robin Money again. Let's go to Jane here. Jane, this is your husband. His parents didn't think about how the name sounds with the surname?
No, well, they didn't, but he luckily, after a couple of days, his uncle came in and gave them the heads up, so it got changed. But originally, the first few days, his name was Richard Byrne.
No,
So that one, I can see how it slips through the cracks. You know what I mean? Because Richard Byrne.
I'm sorry, if you're calling your kid Richard, you are proof testing every name.
True.
If you're not catching on, Richard shortens to Dick.
How many Richards are getting
just
called?
You just be careful.
But how many Richards are being shortened to Dick these days? All my Richard mates we got a mutual friend called Richard. Do you ever call him Dick?
Yeah, Dicky.
Oh, you do.
No, I do.
You do?
I do. Well, yeah, absolutely you do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chantel here. Now, Chantel, your nephew goes to school with a kid and they've got a name that maybe should have been reconsidered.
Yes, definitely. So the kid's last name is Mortchard, and they've named his first name Mortchard as well. So he's Mortchard Junior Mortchard, and his dad is Mortchard Senior Mortchard.
What? So
yeah.
Within the family, there are two Mortchard Mortchards. So
yeah.
At least his name wasn't Richard Mortchard, then it'd be like Dick Died. Sorry. That's a...
What?
Dick Mortchard would be in Dick Died.
Hear more of the boys on the Full Show podcast, all on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.